we present A Place of My Own, a play for radio by Joan Timothy.
What on earth are you doing that for this time of night?
Henry, I didn't hear the car. I just wanted to get these plants in before dark.
Well, do it tomorrow. There's a good girl. Frank Wilson and his wife are coming round after dinner.
Oh, no.
So you better go and tidy yourself up. They're thinking of taking that trip we went on last May. Might get some films to show them. Well, I'm going to have a drink. Don't be long.
No, I won't be long. Sorry I've been so long. I had to have a bath after all that. It was wonderful in the garden, though. You can feel the spring simply bursting out of everything. It's exciting.
If we don't start dinner soon, the Wilsons will be here before we're ready.
Well, aren't you going to offer me a sherry?
You usually say no.
Tonight's different.
By the way, I nearly broke my neck coming in. A whole pile of cases in the hall.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you didn't hurt yourself.
No, luckily. Who's arrived?
No one. They're mine. Thank you.
Yours? But why in the hall? You're not going anywhere.
Yes, I am, Henry. That's why tonight's different. That's why I need the sherry. I'm leaving you.
Leaving me? And when exactly do you plan to leave?
Well, I was going tonight, but the Wilsons coming is a rather complicated thing, so if you don't mind, I'll stop till the morning.
You're joking, of course. Yes, of course you are. You know, for a moment you had me fooled. I really thought you meant it.
But I do mean it.
Leaving? Good. But why?
Well, tomorrow I shall be 49 in my 50th year. And I suddenly realized that for over 25 years I've been married to you, doing all the things I never wanted to do with my life and becoming more like a cabbage every year.
Is that the first sherry you've had tonight?
I want to live, Henry. Before it's too late, I want a life of my own.
A life of your own? I've been good to you, haven't I? A lot of women would be glad to have lived as you lived.
Yes, I dare say, but I'm not a lot of women. I'm me, and I didn't want that kind of life.
You've taken a hell of a time discovering that, haven't you?
Well, you seem to forget I had two children to bring up. And it wasn't so bad when they were small, either. It was only as they grew up I felt so useless. And every year it's grown worse.
What's grown worse? This is beyond me. You had everything you wanted, within reason.
Everything I wanted? Or everything you wanted me to have? No, I'm sorry, Henry. You've been good to me, I suppose, after your fashion. I just wasn't the right one for you, was I?
I've never said so. I'd say we rubbed along pretty well, considering.
Considering? Considering what, I wonder? Considering that when we married, I had none of the social graces. I couldn't play bridge or golf. Had no dress sense. Was thrown into a tizzy at the thought of entertaining more than four for dinner.
Oh, that was years ago.
You had some very peculiar friends who used to embarrass you by calling.
Thank heavens that was years ago, too.
Yes, you never liked my friends, did you? Was it their lack of success, or because they talked of things you didn't understand, talked of the world you made me give up?
If you mean your painting.
So you remember my painting?
Oh, don't be absurd. Of course I remember. You were quite good. Surprise you don't take it up again. Give you something to do.
A nice little hobby.
That's it. What you need. Children grown up. Lots of time on your hands.
Which is precisely why I'm leaving you.
I don't get you.
To you, my painting's always been a nice little hobby. Amusing, harmless, so long as it didn't interfere with anything more important, such as a bridge party. And, of course, so long as I painted nice little landscapes that you didn't mind your friends seeing. Well, before I met you, painting was my life, and now, after a 25-year gap, I want it to be my life again. That's impossible here, so I'm going away, right away, for good. I may find I've lost even that tiny flair I used to have, but it's all I want to do.
What about me?
Oh, I've employed a housekeeper to come from tomorrow. She's a very good cook and used to large dinner parties. You'll be all right.
Charming. And what do I tell my guests?
The truth. As you see it, of course. Oh, they'll all be terribly sympathetic, and all the ladies will be lining up to take my place.
You want a divorce?
Not unless you do. I only want my freedom. Oh, come on. Let's have dinner or the Wilsons will be here.
I'm not hungry.
I am. Do you know, I felt ghastly for days screwing up my courage to say this to you, and now it's over, I'm ravenous. And this was a tiny little bay near the hotel.
Yes.
Enchanting, isn't it?
Yes,
it looks wonderful.
The food was good, was it?
Oh, the usual, you know. We all had a tummy upset while we were there.
Oh,
of course it could have been the food, but I think it's the heat. We're just not used to it, are we?
Yeah, that's true. We had it, if you remember, the year before last in Spain.
Oh, yes. Jane was simply prostrate, poor lamb.
Oh, that's pretty.
Well, that's Torquay. We wanted to finish up the reel.
Oh.
Well, that's the lot. Not quite good, I'm afraid.
Oh, it's very nice. It certainly gives you an idea of what the place is like.
Yes, well, we enjoyed it, didn't we, Pauline?
What? Oh, yes. Yes, it was delightful. Well, now, how about a drink, everyone? Henry, dear, Mary, you'd like another drink.
No, really, no. No more for me.
Sure?
Yes, quite sure, thank you. And we really must be going. Frank has a conference up at Harrogate tomorrow, and that means an early start.
Yes, we must reluctantly drag ourselves away. See you at the golf club dance on Friday, I suppose?
Well, of course, you're going, aren't you, Henry? I shan't be going this year, but Henry wouldn't miss it for worlds.
You're not going? Oh, what a pity. Why not?
Well, as a matter of fact, I'm...
An aunt, you know, been taken ill.
And Pauline is acting the good Samaritan, my dear, how noble of you. Pity you'll miss the dance, though. It's usually so good. Well, come along, Frank. And
yes,
thank you
dear.
For a lovely evening. Oh, is that my coat? Thank you. You must come and see us one evening soon, when you get back, Pauline.
Yes, we will, when I get back.
You got everything, dear?
Yes, thanks.
Well, good night, and thanks for everything. It was delightful.
Good night. Good night, Pauline.
Bye, Henry.
Thought they were never going.
But I thought you liked the Wilsons.
Not tonight. Pauline, we must talk.
There's really nothing to discuss, Henry, dear. Our future's no longer linked, that's all.
Just can't believe it. I can't believe you'd do it.
Poor Henry. It's all been rather sudden, hasn't it? I'd lived with the idea for so long, I'd forgotten it would come in such a shock. Oh, never mind. You'll be surprised how soon you will get used to the idea.
What about the children? Have you thought about them?
Naturally, but for the first time in 24 years, I was able to put myself first and them second.
And me, a very poor third.
I'd have left you years ago if it hadn't been for the children. Now I wonder if they really needed me all that much after all. Well, they don't need me now, that's certain.
I suppose you haven't even thought of how it will affect us, Nigel and me. What on earth am I going to tell all my friends?
I really don't see what your friends have to do with it, dear.
Oh, they're bound to hear about it. To have to say your mother's run off and left your father is bad enough anyway. But at your age, it is positively indecent.
Oh, I see. If I'd run off with another man 20 years ago, it would have been all right. But to go off alone at the age of 49 is indecent. If only I'd known 20 years ago.
This is hardly the time to be facetious.
I'm sorry. I'd forgotten you were so like your father.
And what's wrong with being like father?
Oh, nothing, dear, nothing. He's a very good man.
Then why are you leaving him?
Oh, yes, I suppose I owe you an explanation, though I can't hope you'll understand. I'm leaving your father because I am bored. I've been bored for the greater part of 25 years, and it's getting worse.
You're right, I don't understand. Look, if you felt you had to do something worthwhile... You could always have done some voluntary work, WVS or something like that.
Yes, I dare say, but I'm not the do-gooder type, really. I can't stand hospitals or sorting old clothes for jumble sales. I wouldn't be myself.
Where are you going to live?
Oh, Dorset. I bought a tiny cottage near Bridport. You must bring the children in the summer.
Do you think that likely?
I hope so. In time.
What about Daddy?
And what about him?
You don't care about... About ruining his life.
Oh, my dear girl, don't be so melodramatic. Ruin his life with an efficient housekeeper. He won't even notice I'm not here. No, really.
You don't rate yourself very highly.
I'm stating a fact. She must be a good cook, tidy, well-dressed and self-effacing. Oh, you don't know what a job I've had to find someone to fit the bill, but I've done it at last. At least I hope so. She seems all right and she's promised to test the bathwater.
Test the bathwater?
Oh, every morning. Didn't you know? Every single morning, someone has to run your father's bath and test the water. Well, she doesn't have to scrub his back or anything, just test the water. And then at breakfast, when he stretches out a hand from behind his paper, she must know exactly what he wants put into it. Tea or marmalade or butter.
All right, so Father has got his funny ways, haven't we all? Haven't you? He's always been generous.
Yes, yes, he's always been generous. We've never been very close, Betty. You and I never been able to talk. I thought mothers and daughters were... Oh, well, it's been my fault, I expect. How's Janie? Does she like that nursery school?
Oh, I think so.
And Mummy... Stephen? He's lost that cough?
Almost. It always goes with the warmer weather. Look, don't you think
you must keep an eye on that new nanny. She's very young. They're not as thorough as the old ones. I remember one I had for you and Nigel. You were only 8 at the time, and she let you eat biscuits in bed.
I haven't been much use, have I? Daddy thought, perhaps...
That you could make me change my mind. No, I'm sorry. Anyway, thank you for caring enough to try. Write to me sometimes.
I wish I could say I hope you'll be happy. Goodbye. Oh, I'll keep an eye on the housekeeper, if you like.
Who is it? Oh, come in, Mrs. Mann. The door isn't locked. Oh, this is kind of you. You shouldn't have come with them. I said I'd fetch them. Oh, just a second. I'll turn the radio off.
Lord, my dear's no trouble. Back to pleasure. You've made this old cottage look that pretty. Here, they were picked fresh this morning.
Oh, they look wonderful. I'll have them for lunch.
Strawberries should always be 8 the day they're picked. I always say they lose their flavour else. Oh, there now. I disturbed your painting again. I'll be off.
No, no, that's all right. It wasn't going very well. I went up on the ridge last night and suddenly decided I wanted to paint it, but... You see, I want to paint it as I saw it last night, not as it would look if I went up this morning, and simply can't recapture it.
It doesn't look really like the ridge, but you've got the feel somehow. I can't explain.
Bless you, Mrs. Mann. You've made my day. Well, now stay and have a cup of coffee with me.
Oh, that's kind of you, but I mustn't stop. I've got my sister and husband coming next week, and I'm turning out the second best room. They usually come down for a week early summer.
Oh, that's nice for you.
Yes. Well, it's nice to see your own now and then, even though a week's enough as far as my sister and me's concerned. Are any of your family coming to see you soon?
Well, I really don't know. My daughter's little boy's got measles, so they can't come yet. I expect his sister will catch it. They usually do, don't they?
Well, perhaps they could come down here to convalesce. Wonderful air for kiddies. Put the roses back in their cheeks in no time.
Yes, perhaps they will. My son's in the army, you know.
Oh!
Yeah, this is him in his uniform.
Oh, my, there's a handsome boy. Takes after his father, does he?
No. No, he's nothing like his father. At least I don't think so.
Oh, well, maybe he'll come on leave soon. Must be lonely for you sometimes on your own. Well, I know there's them never gets wed, and I suppose they get used to it, but I always say if you're used to a man about the place, it comes very hard on a woman when he's taken. Very hard. How long since your dear husband died, Mrs. Pellman?
He isn't dead, Mrs. Mann. Oh, that is, we're living apart. We've separated.
Oh, I see. I'm sorry. I didn't know. I'll be getting back then. Finish my cleaning.
Goodbye, Mrs. Mann, and thank you again for the lovely strawberries.
You're welcome.
Better see if I can do anything to this thing. It's no good. Perhaps a bit more blue. Oh, hell.
It looks quite good to me.
Nigel!
Hello, ma'am. Surprised to see me?
Surprised? what are you doing here? Why didn't you let me know you were coming? How long leave have you got? You can stay for a bit.
Oh, hey, one question at a time, please. I couldn't let you know because I didn't know myself till yesterday. I've a week's leave and I'd love to stay if you can find room for me. There.
Oh, darling, it's so wonderful to see you. Well, how did you come down? Train?
No, road. I bought myself a little bus. Oh, second hand, of course, but she's quite nifty. This is a nice little place you've got here. All mod cons.
Oh, yes, I couldn't go completely rustic. I do like my creature comforts.
Can't get over seeing you like this.
Oh, sorry. I should have wired or something. But you always said you liked surprises. Done much painting since you've been here?
Quite a bit. Nothing I'm very proud of. I've gone rusty, I'm afraid.
Oh, some of these look quite good. Sell any?
I haven't tried. Oh, well, now let's talk about you. How's life in the British Army?
Oh, dull as ever.
Oh, you chose it, darling.
I don't know about choosing it. Oh, well, I suppose I did in a way. But you know how it was. Mm. Still, it's not a bad life.
Have you been to see your father?
Yes, I had dinner with him. Can't stand his housekeeper.
Oh, dear. Did it shock you very much, my leaving him?
Shock me? Oh, Lord, no. Only surprised you stuck it for so long.
Surprised? But I always thought... Nigel, how long did you know?
But you were sick of the old man. Oh, for years.
Betty seemed to think that...
That's Betty's trouble. She only seems to think...
Now, don't be naughty, darling. She's a very capable girl. Well, at least she's sensible enough to accept her life, not to hanker after something different. Anyway, what I was about to say was that Betty's horrified by what I've done. It was obviously a great shock to her.
She'll recover. Oh, what time do you have lunch? I'm starving.
You haven't changed a bit. Have an eggs, do. Mm. But I haven't shopped yet. Oh, and a kind soul has just bought me these strawberries fresh from our garden.
Ambrosia. And here, the letter.
Chianti. Wonderful.
Lead on to the banqueting chamber.
Good morning, dear. How did you sleep?
Like a log. Oh, it's been the same ever since I came here. You don't dope my coffee or something, do you? Never known anything like it.
Oh, you get used to it in time.
I haven't much more time left, have I? 2 days, to be exact. It's a ghastly thought.
Now, cheer up and have your breakfast. It's all ready.
Aren't you eating?
No, no, I had mine ages ago. I'll have some coffee just to keep you company. By the way, I've finished your portrait.
Oh, are you pleased with it?
I don't know. Just before you came, someone was here. Well, it was the woman who brought the strawberries, as a matter of fact, and she asked if you were like your father. And I said no. Well, you are, of course. I simply didn't want to admit it, but painting your portrait, it... Oh, I don't know. I dreamed last night I was painting you, and when I looked up again, he was sitting there instead, and he said... That damn woman ran my bath too cold. Silly.
Oh, let's have the day off today. Driving to Exeter.
No, it's too far.
Well, somewhere and have a slap-up meal. Then we'll go to the flicks.
It'll probably be an ancient film.
All the better.
Yes, it would be fun. Perhaps we could. Hmm. Oh, that'll be the poster, I expect. Oh, good morning, Mr. Brown.
Good morning,
Mark. Not very bright this morning, is it?
Oh, but will improve.
Thank you very much, Mark. Oh, most of those. Ah, letter from Betty. Lovely. Perhaps it's to say she'll bring the children down soon. They can't come till they're free of infection, of course. Oh, dear, Janie has it quite badly, poor lamb. I do hope Betty remembers to... What's this? Oh, no.
What's up?
It's your father. He's got it, too.
No. Oh, not the measles.
Yeah, Betty says he was at their house 3 weeks ago before they knew the children had it. No, Nigel, really, it isn't funny. You know, measles can be pretty serious for an adult. Poor Henry must be feeling ghastly.
Sorry, I was just imagining him. Hey, what about me? I spent the evening with him.
Now, you had it when you were five.
Oh, thank God for that.
Well, I must go and look up the trains.
What on earth for?
I want to go home, of course.
Oh, you're not going home to nurse the old man through measles, are you?
No, I must.
Oh, but he's not alone. He's got Mrs. What's-her-name?
Well, it's not very nice to be left to a housekeeper you hardly know when you're ill.
Well, Betty, then.
Betty has the children to look after. No, there's no alternative. I shall have to go myself.
Well, I think you're making a big mistake, rushing off to his bedside at the slightest thing. You've broken away after all these years. If you rush back at the first spot of trouble, you're tied as much as ever you were. You know it, and what's more, he'll know it.
Look, darling, I know you're trying to be helpful, but you don't understand why...
If you go now...
Now, wait a minute. You don't understand why I left your father. I left him because I wanted to live my own life, to do the things I always wanted to do. I hated the life I was living at home.
Oh, but,
no, but listen, this is important. I didn't hate Henry. I didn't even dislike him. I'm fond of him, and you... You can't live 25 years with somebody without a bit of them rubbing off on you and you on them.
Oh, if you're determined to go, I'll drive you up.
Will you really? Oh, bless you, Nigel.
When do you want to start?
Oh, tomorrow morning. I don't suppose it'll do him any harm to be ministered to by Mrs. What's-her-name for one more day. And we were going to have a day out, remember?
That's you, Mrs. Welsh. If you brought me anything to eat, you can take the damn stuff down again. All I want is a drink.
It's not Mrs. Welsh. It's me.
Pauline!
Yes. How are you feeling, Henry?
Awful.
Oh, you poor dear. Well, I'm glad they've darkened the room. I expect the light hurts your eyes. Now, you said you wanted the drink. Ah, yes. Lemon barley, that's good. There you are.
Thanks.
Well, now, let me straighten the bed a bit. Oh, goodness, what a mess it's in. When was it last made?
I don't know. About 3 days ago, I think. I can't remember.
3 days ago? But doesn't Mrs. Welsh come...
Can't stand that damn woman fussing around. Brings me drinks. That's all I want. Manage the rest myself.
The doctor been recently?
Coming today, he said.
Oh, let me just get you tidied up a bit before he comes, mustn't we? I'll go and find you some clean pyjamas.
Pauline?
Yes?
Thank you for coming.
Another cup? Mm-hmm. More tea?
Tea? Yes. I think I will.
I do believe you were dozing off.
Was I? I'm sorry. It's warm.
Yes, but you mustn't stay out here too long. It's early days yet.
Wish I didn't feel so damn lazy.
Well, you've been quite ill.
Oh, thank you. Ill? With measles, I ask you. A man of my age. Anyway, I can't leave the office much longer. Things have been a fine state.
Things will get along fine without you, and you know it. No one is indispensable.
As you have been trying to prove for the past 3 months, I suppose.
You know, Mrs. Welsh is a good cook. Those scones were delicious.
Not as good as yours.
Oh, rubbish. Never made scones as light as those in my life.
Remember that wonderful chocolate cake you used to make with the chopped walnuts?
Oh, good heavens, yes. Fancy you remembering. I haven't made one of those for years. I tell you what, I'll make you one before I go.
Go? Go where?
Back to the cottage, of course. You're much better now, no need for a nurse.
But I'd rather hoped... I mean, I thought you might...
Not go back at all. No, I must, Henry.
It's a success, then, this new life of yours?
I think so.
Or happier? On your own?
Well, happiness is such an intangible thing, isn't it? Is anybody happy, I wonder, all the time? Isn't it something you have for a moment and then lose again?
I've missed you like hell.
Oh, I've missed you too.
People friendly, are they, down there?
Well, they've been very kind.
Plenty of company, I expect.
Oh, no, I wouldn't say that. One loses the knack, I find, of making friends. Close friends, that is. Village probably look on me as a bit of a freak. A harmless crank. And they obviously thought I was a widow, so ultimately I told one of them the truth.
What did she say?
Oh, nothing much. I didn't try to go into the reasons. Well, if I had, she wouldn't have understood.
I don't blame her. Look at all those bees in that border. Mm. Pretty, those flowers. What are they called?
Oh, goodiches. Yes, I'm pleased with that border.
Mm. You were planting those that evening.
Yes. Oh, did the Wilsons ever take that trip?
The Wilsons? Oh, no. Went to Spain again.
But after all that, people funny. You ought to have a holiday, you know. Take a cruise or something. Put you on your feet again.
Betty was saying you'd invited the kiddies down to Dorset.
Yes, that's right. They're not coming, though.
Why not?
Oh, Betty says they've arranged to take a house for a month in Brittany. Personally, I think it's too far to take the children when they're not too strong. There you are.
Pity.
I'm sure the Dorset air would have worked wonders.
Pauline.
Hmm?
That Dorset air of yours. Do you think it might... that it might work wonders for me?
Why... Yes. Yes. I'm sure it would. I'm sure it would.
That was A Place of My Own by Joan Timothy. Pauline Pellman was played by Mary Wimbush and Henry by Rafe Truman. The play was produced for the BBC by Betty Davis.